Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Tennessee law that prohibits the use of gender-affirming medicine and surgery for transgender children. A 6-3 decision, Kelly Robinson, president of the Human Rights Campaign.
These are not about special rights. It's just about getting equal rights to access to, you know, medically necessary health care, period.
A Listeria food poisoning outbreak that has killed 3 people is linked to newly recalled Heat and Eat chicken fettuccine Alfredo, sold at Kroger and Walmart stores, say federal health officials. Sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented with a range of options by his national security team, including the U.S. directly attacking Iranian nuclear facilities. Brad Lander, Democratic politician who was at immigration court with a migrant in New York, was arrested by immigration police who accused him of obstructing their operations. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Green Bay is warning residents of another scam coursing through the area. This one is a sophisticated phishing scam that's targeting residents, property owners, and businesses. It involves emails and invoices that appear to come from city officials or departments addressing permit applications or other city processes. The emails usually contain a fake invoice using the City of Green Bay logo, lending a realistic look to the scheme. Victims are told an urgent payment of thousands of dollars is needed for permit or application review fees. The city warns residents not to respond to these emails, don't click on any links, or provide personal data. For details and examples of what the scam looks like, see the story on our website. Not even a nonprofit dedicated to providing shelter, transitional living, and community meals for the area's homeless population is safe from scams. The new community shelter in Green Bay thought it had received a generous $90,000 donation. Turns out that was a scam. The new community shelter is currently raising funds to build a housing complex and to continue its critical services for Brown County's unhoused populations. Almost all of the funding for the new community shelter comes from donations from businesses, organizations, and individuals. Millions of gallons of water are being lost monthly in Alloway, and the village doesn't know where the leak is. Earlier this month, Public Works Director Sean Guillen told board members that records for water used compared to water purchased by customers shows about 100,000 gallons of water are being lost each day. A contractor will do a leak detection survey for the village in July. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. It's game 2 of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On and off rain today, which could be heavy at times, and cloudy skies with highs only reaching the mid-70s. With some sunshine to start the day tomorrow, we will see more showers and storms midday and another round at night, which could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Matinee on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matinee on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
There's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, along with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, will be here to discuss the state happenings, national happenings, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Unfairwage.site. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is brought to you by the Lowdown Happy Hour, now live streaming on Facebook from the Chat and Chew Cafe. So grab a libation, pull up a virtual chair, and join our freewheeling conversations with political mavericks, musical agitators, and kick-ass grassroots groups. The Lowdown Happy Hour will connect you to good trouble activists who are building people power. At a recent congressional hearing on America's so-called labor shortage, mega banker.
Welcome to the second hour of our program, and what a wild day. The politics of hate, how Trump weaponized our darkest instincts. This is my op-ed today, Daily Takeover at HartmanReport.com. And, you know, yesterday I talked about how we have to respect free speech. You know, it's written into the First Amendment of the Constitution. And yet the Trump administration is like stopping foreigners at our border or even Americans. They've stopped two Americans and interrogating them about things that they've said or things that they've written on the Internet about Donald Trump more often, actually, about Israeli policy. By the way, I just got a newsletter suggesting that congresspeople are being just overwhelmed with phone calls from people who are affiliated with AIPAC. Demanding that, you know, we go along, we support Israel in this. So yesterday I was talking about the importance of free speech. The flip side of that argument is hate speech. What do you do about hate speech? And hate is a very, very powerful thing. I mean, this is the problem. We've never had before Donald Trump. We've never had a president explicitly use hate as a primary tool to get elected and to govern. I mean, even this morning, Trump went out and you know, did his little, he had some work guys there at the White House. They're putting up a bunch of flagpoles. You know, we're looking more and more like North Korea right now. We're going to have giant flags flying over at the White House. And he dragged these guys because they had hard hats on. He thought, oh, this will look good for television, and went off. And then referring to Democrats, he called us scum. That's hate speech. And the problem with hate and hate as a political tool, hate as a political weapon, is the incredible damage that it can do. You know, hate killed a state legislator in Minneapolis this week, this past weekend. It nearly killed Paul Pelosi with a hammer. Hate showed up in Charlottesville and killed Heather Heyer. Hate stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Hate has been stalking school board meetings and state houses across America for the past 20 years. Hate brought Senator Alex Padilla to his knees. Does anybody actually think that if Padilla had been white rather than the son of Mexican immigrants, that he would still have been dragged to the ground and handcuffed for trying to ask a question of cosplay Christie? I don't think so. I think if a white senator had stood there and asked a question, they would have been, you know, but here we are. hate-inspired Mike Lee and Elon Musk to make fun of the family that got murdered by this by the MAGA terrorist. Hate blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City. Hate brought us 9/11. Hate is, you know, fueling gun violence all across the country. So why does Trump and why do his followers, including so many elected officials and his cabinet members, why do they so vigorously embrace hate? I mean, this is, there's actually a reason for this. And it's pretty straightforward. Hate does a whole bunch of things. Hate is intoxicating. It provides a rush of righteous anger, of adrenaline that feels empowering to people who otherwise feel powerless. In fact, hate is one of the more common responses to feeling powerless. It creates a sense of belonging among people who feel that they've been marginalized. Most dangerously, hate absolves the haters of personal responsibility because it moves blame to the hated, right? So, you know, the problems of society are not complex. They're caused by immigrants, trans people, racial and religious minorities, for example. I mean, that's the worldview of hate. Authoritarian leaders throughout history have used hate as this unifying force. Indeed, it's the key to authoritarians seizing power in the first place. When a population is afraid or divided or economically insecure, and all three of those things are happening right now in America, hate becomes a shortcut to loyalty. Hate simplifies the world into us and them. And in doing so, it becomes a weapon of distraction that keeps working people too angry at each other to realize that they're being ripped off and exploited by the very people stoking the flames. And that's exactly what's happening in America today. You know, at the same time that Trump and Republicans are raging about immigrants, trans kids, and university protests, and right now the Republicans are holding a hearing in the House of Representatives to investigate Joe Biden's senility, Democrats aren't even showing up. As all that is going on in the back rooms, Republicans are shoveling trillions of dollars in tax gifts to billionaires. They're gutting environmental regulations. They're slashing funding to the Social Security Administration and healthcare. And they're selling off public lands to oil and mining companies. I mean, this reinvented GOP, this party of hate, wants you to look at your neighbor with suspicion so that you don't notice the billionaire who's picking your pocket. Hate stood in a press conference this week and said that she wanted to liberate Los Angeles from its duly elected mayor and governor. Hate feels powerful. It produces a sense of certainty, a sense of purpose. It gives people who feel small and angry a story that they're not just victims, they're righteous warriors. And, you know, inequality has exploded in the United States in the last 44 years, ever since Reagan dropped the top tax rate from 73%, 74% down to 25%, ever since Reagan suspended the Sherman, you know, enforcement of the Sherman Antitrust Act. It is fuel for Donald Trump. It's his fuel. He needs it. It fills his rallies. It lights up his media posts. It drives his movement. It's intrinsic to his personality, has been throughout his life, according to his biographers. And tragically for the rest of us, the consequences of this hate are very real. You know, we're seeing black churches being burned again, Jewish people being murdered in synagogues, Asian American elders being assaulted in the streets, Hispanic families being torn apart, queer teens dying by suicide, public servants like school board members and election workers being threatened and driven from their jobs. I mean, we've been here before in America. The Ku Klux Klan used Christianity and nationalism to justify lynching. Hitler used traditional values and economic anxiety to justify genocide. In Rwanda, they called people cockroaches before the slaughter began. The pattern's always the same. Dehumanize, divide, and destroy. And it can happen again here. But hate is also fragile. Its political utility contains the seeds of its own destruction. Societies built on hatred consume themselves. I mean, we're experiencing it right now. The energy required to maintain constant vigilance against our enemies is exhausting. The paranoia that fuels hate movements creates internal fractures you know, former allies become targets of hate. I mean, we saw this throughout Trump's first administration. He brought people in and then he hated them. The Cultural Revolution in China destroyed, you know, they abandoned that because it destroyed so many lives. McCarthyism eventually collapsed under the weight of Joe McCarthy's hate. So the antidote to hate is not silence or appeasement or cowardice or cynicism. It's courage, as we saw in the No Kings Day protests. It's the courage to speak out, even when your voice shakes. It's the courage to stand with your neighbors, especially the most vulnerable. It's the courage to vote, to organize, to protest, to tell the truth about the haters, even when that truth is unpopular and the haters threaten you. And I can tell you that from personal experience. America's not a perfect country, but we have a long tradition of fighting back against hate. The abolitionists, the freedom riders, labor organizers, marriage equality activists, the gay rights activists. Every inch of progress this nation has seen in the last 250 years has come because people refuse to let hatred drive their world. So let's make our commitment to believing that this country is one, that we are united, not by race, religion, or ideology, but by a shared commitment to democracy, to freedom, to liberty, to justice. 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Welcome back. There we go. Picking up your calls here. Bill in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Well, I woke up this morning, turned on my screen, saw Trump and Musk in a Twitter war scene. One said, I bought the Senate. The other said, so I bought the man who runs your favorite show. They're punching and posting and flexing their might while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. Who owns America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with the platinum?
Murphy's letter in the first hour. And I just red alert from Senator Chris Murphy. I just want to summarize it for you very quickly. Basically, what happened was night before last in the Senate, they began debating Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill, and they started at 6 p.m. because they were going to go all night. And, you know, because they don't want people to know what's going on. They don't want this to see the light of day. So the Democrats put all kinds of amendments in. And what they did in doing that was they got all of these Republican senators on the record voting against, for example, no tax cuts for anyone who makes over $1 billion a year. The Republicans said, we will not go along with that. Whether or not Elon Musk and Doge should have unlimited access to Americans' personal data, Republicans wouldn't go along with that, with stopping that. We made them vote on whether to protect IVF and require insurers to cover it. The Republicans refused to go along with that. Every one of these amendments was shot down. Senator Murphy says the whole game for Republicans is taking your money and giving it to the wealthiest corporations and billionaires, even if it means kicking your parents out of a nursing home or turning off Medicaid for the poorest children. And they're offering a tax cut to the most wealthy that's 850 times larger than what they're offering working people. He says, this is a five-alarm fire. We all need to get involved. And I completely agree. Meanwhile, our crazy alert, this is just genuinely crazy. This is really insane. Donald Trump Jr. yesterday came out and said that the guy who, the MAGA terrorist who murdered Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. Well, this is what he said, that he was actually a left-wing extremist with connections to the trans community. He said, quote, it's like the radical transgender movement is per capita the most violent domestic terror threat, if not in America, probably the entire world, because you have all these shooters, murderers, attempted murders in such a tiny population. In fact, trans people are more likely to be victims of crimes than perpetrators. They're far less likely to commit crimes than you know, cis people, than straight people. Trans people are four times more likely than their cisgender peers to experience violent victimization. The Gun Violence Archive looked at this. And basically, trans people are not committing these crimes. I mean, every now and then, of course, you get one or two bad apples, and that becomes the cause, the bete noire, the big cause of the Republicans. But, you know, the reality is no. So, all right, so what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Judy in Denver. Hey, Judy, what's up?
Hi. Well, lots of things. First, only half the U.S. population has the Internet, and you're wondering why Democrats are not speaking out more. I think it's because they're cowards. And they support what is going on. But my real reason for calling is I'm disgusted with Pocan's reason for going along with Israel, giving Israel complete impunity, to attack any country, to kill anybody.
That's not his position. His position is the opposite of that, Judy. He said Netanyahu's a war criminal.
Yeah, he is. But the Democrats are going along with
some of them
giving them our money and weapons.
Yeah, Pompeo's not going along.
Israelis don't pay, Israel pays for nothing. We pay for it all. Yeah. But it does not. It is wrong to just say our government is going along with Israel because they were good allies. Yeah. Well, that's not good enough.
No, when he said that, he said this was the rationale that the Biden administration used. It's not the position that he was taking. He was trying to explain why some Democrats are doing that. But you know, the fact of the matter is that Congressman Pocan has been outspoken about the he called Gaza a genocide on this program, not just 25, 30 minutes ago. So Judy, sorry, you misheard or you got it wrong. Jenny in Olga, Washington. Hey, Jenny, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like everybody to research bisphenol A, BPA, hormone disruptors. In the fetal stage, the XY chromosome estrogen receptor is changed with bisphenol A. Hormone disruptors, you will find it in most food and drink cans. And go to the store. You're going to find some plastic coffee containers, certain soup containers that says, do not contain BPA. No BPA. That is why we have five genders for decades. The FDA has allowed it against thousands of scientists.
You know, Jenny, there's a very real possibility that there are, some perhaps even major consequences of these gender mimicking or hormone.
Oh, the science is there. Google bisphenol A, hormone disruptor.
I got it. But we've also, there have been trans people and there have been queer people throughout history.
Because we've had other pesticides and chemicals.
No, I'm talking about, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, ancient Greece, ancient Rome. No, it's
exactly.
It's not all bisphenol A. Yes, bisphenol A should be taken, and all of the other hormone disruptors should be taken out of our food supply. I'm completely with you.
And that's why the hate has got to stop. Remember the thalidomide days?
Yeah.
Mothers took a morning sickness pill, and the kids were born with tiny little arms and legs.
Yeah. No, I remember it well, Jenny.
Right.
Hormone
disruptors.
Yeah. Thank you very much. But just to basically say that queer people are victims of chemistry ignores the fact that queer people have been with us forever. They're part of the human race, they're part of the human family, and we need to respect them as such. We'll be right back. It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925. Most
of us spend more time in our office chairs than we do in our cars or in bed, and yet you probably know what kind of mattress you have, and you definitely know your car, but I bet you don't know what brand of office chair you sit in for 8 hours a day. If you're going to spend that much time in an office chair, shouldn't you choose one that promises maximum support and comfort? The X-Chair is arguably the most comfortable office chair in the world. Greater comfort means more focus and greater productivity out of every hour of your day. With patented dynamic variable lumbar support, or DVL, you'll appreciate the unique comfort and support of an X-Chair the very first time you sit down. Buying an X chair may be the single best return on investment you can make, and taking your productivity to the highest level. Your body and your bottom line will thank you. X chair is on sale now for $100 off. Go to xchairtom.com or call 1-844-4XCHAIR. X chair has a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort, and you can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. Go to xchairtom.com now and use the code XWheels to get your free X wheel blade casters. That's xchairtom.com. We've been chatting about the impressive health benefits of CBD, right? Well, hold on, because if you're into healthier, younger-looking skin, I'm going to rock your world. Bota skincare products are a scientific leap forward in healthier skin and a far more youthful complexion. Bota skincare and age-defying products are plant-powered, not chemical-based. Plant-powered skincare is clean and natural, and here's the remarkable part that's got everyone buzzing. Bota is infused with full-spectrum CBD. You know about the potential health benefits of CBD, right? Now imagine adding the power of CBD to skincare and anti-aging products. Bota helps your skin stay healthy and look fresher and younger way longer.
Yesterday, the farm team was up in Bear Creek at Clinton Farms for the Wisconsin Farm Tech Days Media Day. And we learned that there will be a new option for transportation to the event. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report, and this new option is flying into the event to Clintonville Airport. Jim Kearns, a committee member for the Farm Tech Days, as well as a pilot, shares how he was able to spearhead this inclusion.
And so I had presented the idea to the committees when they'd asked if I wanted to join as a part of this process. If they had considered an aviation aspect to have people fly into the event, because I've done this to other events myself, being a pilot, and if it's farther away, it saves a lot of time and travel. We know everybody doesn't have an airplane, but some people know somebody who does, and it makes a great way to attend the show if that's a possibility for them.
Kern says that this option will be free to use and that it will have a shuttle running from the airport to the Farm Tech Days with blocked off roads for ease of access. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
The future of phosphorus fertilizers is Rhizosorb. Craig Dick, VP of Sales and Marketing for Phospholutions, explains.
Rhizosorb 8390 is a next-generation dry phosphate fertilizer that replaces MAP or DAP. Rhizosorb technology is incorporated into traditional phosphate manufacturing, resulting in a finished granule that enhances phosphorus uptake, reduces phosphorus use rates, and maintains crop yields.
Preserve yield, optimize phosphorus, and reduce costs with Rhizosorb.
At Second Harvest Food Bank, we know that nutritious milk is essential for growing kids and healthy families. That's why for a decade, we've partnered with Wisconsin's dairy farmers through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. Thanks to farm families, thousands of gallons of milk have reached local families facing hunger. Visit givedairy.com during June Dairy Month. That's givedairy.com. Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at how the markets are looking midday this hump day. It's a mix on the markets today with cash corn up 2.25 cents at 4.33¾ and new crop corn up 5.5 at 4.44¼. Cash soybeans are seeing gains of 3.5 cents at 10.77¼, with new crop soybeans also up 3.5 cents at 10.71¼. July wheat is seeing big gains, up 20¾ cents at 5.69¾. Class 3 milk has seen some losses, with July contracts down 7 cents at 17.89 a hundredweight, and August contracts down 19 cents at 18.42 a hundredweight. With a look at your midday markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On and off rain today, which could be heavy at times, and cloudy skies with highs only reaching the mid-70s. With some sunshine to start the day tomorrow, we will see more showers and storms midday and another round at night, which could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com, at shopmando.com.
In the land of golden dreams and endless skies, where the rich keep getting richer while the working spirit cries, they say pull yourself up, but the ladder's missing rungs. They tell us work's enough, but we're still counting crumbs. Why do America's workers need welfare? Why do we sweat and toil but still can't seem to fare? In a nation so wealthy, there's no excuse or care.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dean in Vancouver. Hey, Dean, what's on your mind today?
Hello, neighbor.
Hey.
You know, I'm confused about something. Why is Iran, them having a bomb a problem? We've got all these other countries have bombs in order to safeguard themselves. Why is Iran different? It used to be Persia, you know, the head of Persia, and they had a bigger, I mean, they were in charge of more people than the Romans were, for heaven's sake.
Well, and there's 90 million people there right now.
Does anybody really believe that they would bomb somebody with a nuclear bomb? Good gosh almighty.
Yeah.
You know, North Korea, we said, oh, yeah, big deal, and they let them have it. Why? Well, because it's safeguard for countries. It's not a
right.
Weapon.
No, it's mutually assured of destruction. It's a preventative thing, and everything I'm hearing now increasingly suggests that actually, Iran does not have a bomb. Is not even close to having a bomb, and that Netanyahu is trying to drag Trump into a war in the Middle East to help Netanyahu's political survival in Israel.
I wish to hell that they did have a bomb, and then Israel would leave them alone.
Well,
what safeguards have they got if they haven't got a bomb?
No, Netanyahu has been warmongering against Iran since the 90s. But the flip side of that, by the way, is that Iran has been warmongering against Israel forever, rhetorically. And they've been supporting Hamas and Hezbollah, which have, I mean, I've been in Israel when suicide bombings have gone off that were directly funded by Iran. So it's not like both sides don't have something to say here, but I think it's just insane that we're talking about the United States getting in the middle of this.
Do you actually think that Iran would bomb Israel with a nuclear bomb?
No, and I don't think that they have the means to deliver one either.
Let's say, for instance, just for kicks, that they've got one. I can't believe that they'd be stupid enough to do it. They're not dumb people.
I agree.
I can't believe that they would do it, because what the hell would happen? Guess what? We would, for instance, we'd take them off
for the
earth. Yeah. They'd be gone.
Yeah, we'd flatten them.
They would no longer be in Iran.
Yeah.
I'll get off of here and let somebody that knows more about it than I do.
Yeah, okay. Your point is well made, Dean. Thank you. Clark in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Clark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, well, you probably got my name wrong. My name's Claude, but that's
Claude.
I have to call for it, so.
That's fine. What's up, Claude?
But, first time actually getting through. I've been in the queue. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to catch Congressman Pocan while he was still on, and Janet just repeated.
Shall I hang up on you? He's not here.
No. No.
That's why, when people say I wanted to talk to the other guy, usually I just hang up on people. I mean, it's just the other guy's not here.
Forgive me. Congressman Pocan demonstrated exactly what the last caller he had was trying to say. You were discussing about flooding Republican areas with voter registration cards and waiting out. Anytime something suggests that Democrats should do, the spinelessness activates.
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't do that because we got to be nice. Do you think Republicans think of this? No. They think of the most heinous things they can think of, maybe dial it back one degree and do it anyway.
Yeah. No, I disagree with Congressman Pocan on this and with Congressman Khanna. They both, neither one of them support Democratic states doing what Republican states are doing to Democratic voters.
And it's not just them, too. It just seems like it's the mantra of the Democratic Party. We have to be nice.
Yeah.
We have to do this.
I know.
And the Republicans just say they're not going to do a thing.
I know.
And I've kind of given up hope on it.
Well, I haven't given up hope, and I'm going to keep, you know, beating them upside the head. You know, keep talking to them about it anyway. I genuinely believe, Claude, that in all probability, these guys actually don't know what the Republicans are doing, because it's gotten no publicity whatsoever. It's kind of an inside baseball thing. It's something I've been monitoring for 20 some odd years on this program. But, you know, I'm the odd one out in terms of the media. The media just never talks about this. You know, 4.2 million people were thrown off the voting rolls before the last election. And by coincidence, that happens to be what helped Donald Trump, or what got Donald Trump into the White House. And I bet you 95% of our elected Democrats have no idea of that, you know, being the case.
So then are they just incompetent by not knowing what's going on?
There's
a fallibility here.
Yeah, no, I would point to the leadership of the Democratic Party, to Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, and to the new chair of the Democratic Party, who seems himself not to have a spine. I tend to agree with you, Claude. I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and I look forward to future conversations. Glad you made it through.
Take care. Bye bye.
Yeah, you too. Carol in Valencia, California. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I am sorry I lost. You lost Mark.
Carol, you just faded out.
For a number of months.
Carol, I'm sorry. Your phone is coming and going. I'll put you on hold, and Mateo will pick. She's on line one, Mateo. Robert in Tyler, Texas. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I think you're a great American, man. You do a wonderful job. We had a big rally here in Tyler, Texas, and 2 hours of cars driving by giving us support.
Uh-huh.
But I think we need to use the Trump sitting in the White House while the attack on the Capitol was happening as a point of reference for him being unfit and immoral to decide when we need to use troops.
Yeah. So, use the January 6th footage against Trump. We've kind of been there, done that, Robert.
Well, I saw the Newsom and Trump judgment thing the other night or last night. I don't know when it happened. But they didn't even mention that, and that's a prime example of why he's unfit.
Yeah, no, I agree, and why he should not have been allowed to come back into office. He should have been impeached. But you know, again, we've got feckless Republicans too. Robert, thank you. Spot on. Thank you very much. Gary in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, Tom. To anyone with any sense at all, it's obvious that Trump is in so much over his head he doesn't even know what to do.
I agree.
Especially with this feckless cabinet that he has.
And he talked this morning. He said that he was just talking to Putin. It looks like he's talking to Putin every 2 or 3 days. I think Putin's running the show.
He gets his instructions from Putin.
Yeah, I think Putin's running the show.
He gives him his daily marching orders. So do you think that he even realizes how ill-prepared he is to do this job?
No.
Or do you think he's such a self-absorbed narcissist and egomaniac that he actually believes he can do this?
Yeah, it's Kruger-Dunning syndrome or Dunning-Kruger or whatever it is, where people believe that they're experts even though they don't know anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted your opinion on that. Simple as that.
All righty. Good to hear from you.
And I want to make a comment, if you don't mind.
Sure.
If he was a real man, if he wanted to be a real president, and if he was a real American, he'd call Barack Obama ask him to please come to Washington, D.C. and help him figure out this mess.
Yeah, well, he's not going to do that because,
never.
You know, he's Donald Trump. Gary, thank you. Billy in Wimberley, Texas. Hey, Gary. Hey, Billy. How's my favorite Republican doing today?
Oh, pretty good, Tom. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
I called to make a comment on the poison pills that the Democrats are trying to put into the big, beautiful bill. But then I heard you say that it was a radical conservative terrorist that killed this representative, Holton, or whatever her name was.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a lie, Tom.
Well, he left behind a manifesto, you know, raving about liberals and whatnot. His best friend that he's living with said he voted for Trump and he's a big Trump supporter. You know, what makes you think that he's not?
Well, everybody saw the No Kings paraphernalia in his car, and the report that he voted for Trump has not been verified. And you know, I don't believe it. Yeah. You know, it's just.
Well, you can believe it or not. The theory that the police in Minneapolis or Minnesota are working on is that he had those No Kings things in his car because he was going to go after he killed all these Democrats. And every single person on his list, by the way, was a Democrat. After he killed all these Democrats, he was going to go to one of the protests and start killing people there. And those signs might have given him entree into the protest.
Well, I haven't seen the manifesto, but I look forward to seeing that. And the, you know, as far as the transgender people not creating terrorist acts, what about Audrey Gale?
Well, like I said, there has been one, right? Is that who you're talking about? One transgender person who shot somebody? How many straight people have shot people?
Well, I know. I get that. I totally understand that. And as far as Iran having a bomb and not wanting to use it, because why would they want to kill themselves? Well, how many Iranians walk around detonating vest bombs?
Very few. You know? Actually, it's Palestinians who are doing that. But they're being funded by Iran. I'll give you that, Billy.
Fundamentalist Islamists do that.
Yeah.
And they've told us in the past, you know, we will ultimately win because you people worship love and we worship hate. You worship life, we worship death.
Yeah.
And that's why they can't have a bomb, Tom.
Now, Billy, I'm real ambivalent about that because I don't disagree with you that the regime in Iran is evil, you know, for lack of a better word. But that said, I agree with the earlier caller that I don't think that they're suicidal.
For lack of a better word, that is the word, Tom. That is the word. And it is a war between good and evil, and it's been going on a long time.
With Netanyahu running Israel, I'm not sure it's good or evil. It seems to me like, you know, two bad actors going after each other. But
you try to conflate both sides as being evil, and there's evil on both sides, just like we just established. Right. There is evil, but the overwhelming violence that we see is perpetrated upon conservatives by liberals in the last, you know,
here in the United
years.
States, no, over 90% of the violence that's been inflicted on people in the name of politics in the last 20 years has been conservatives.
David Dorn, say his name, David Dorn.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that was shot in the back of the head during the Summer of Love.
Oh,
retired police captain.
Yeah,
in Minnesota.
So you got one example. You know, I can give you 30. Billy, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We'll be right back. 48 minutes past.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stick around. It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community is brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Insight offers comprehensive eye care and the area's most advanced dry eye treatments by utilizing intense pulse light and radio frequency therapy. Improving lives by improving sight. WIinsight.com.
Hey, Appleton, it's time to come alive with music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Saturday is Make Music Day. It's part of a worldwide celebration that takes place in over 1,000 cities in more than 120 countries. And Appleton is opening up College Avenue to have musicians and events, and everyone is invited. You can come listen to the music, or if you're a musician yourself, you can participate. Head to wgbw.fm and click events to find out how.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
WorldWildlife.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women improve cellulite appearance, boost hair fullness, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
He raised his hand, not a fist.
Picking up your calls here, Cornell in New Orleans. Hey, Cornell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Brother Harmon, hope all is well with you today.
Say that again.
I say I hope all is well with you today.
Oh, yeah, so far so good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I just called to piggyback on what some of the other callers were saying about Congressman Polkang. I'm not calling to beat up on him because, in essence, I understand what he's saying. You know, two wrongs don't necessarily make a right. But, however, I think we are in war. And then if somebody's bombing you and shooting you, you wouldn't stand up there and say, stop. You know, you'll shoot back, you know. So in order to get them to retreat, sometime you have to shoot back. Do you agree or what?
I do agree. And that's been my position for a long time. And I'm out of the mainstream on this. It's one of the few areas where, you know, the Democrats and I are in strong disagreement, sadly.
90 seconds.
Yeah, but maybe next time you tell him that we're at war and the rules change a little bit, so maybe he can act a little different. But I understand in essence what he's saying, because he's a good man and he's trying to do good things, but in war, things change. Thank you so much for accepting the call.
Thank you, Cornell. You said it so well. Thank you. Mary in Mill Creek, Washington. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I was at the rally. Great experience in Everett, Washington. There was over 5,000 there. We lined Broadway Avenue. It was pretty powerful.
Oh, wonderful.
While we were there, conversations happened. And there was one gentleman that I was talking to. And he was saying that he had listened to a speaker who was explaining this whole movement, or this 2025, the radical, just the radical decisions being made. And he was saying that the speaker said, this is all about everything that's happening right now with Trump's agenda. It has to do with the desperate need for white male dominance. They feel that if they look at the statistics and follow the trends, that the white male will no longer be the dominant population in America by 20.
It's already true of
I can't remember
Texas
what
and
year
California.
They said. Yeah, and they said that everything they're doing right now is with the intent. That's why they don't want homosexuals. Yeah. They want, it's
straight
kind of like
men.
Back in the time of Leviticus, you know, where,
yeah.
you know,
they
send them over to.
I agree. Mary, I'm sorry, I'm out of town. I got to run. But I agree with you completely. I think it's all about racism, misogyny, sexism, and basically it's being driven by hate. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at...
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Show the picture he showed me today in the striped little short shorts.
No, it was the
they
belly.
They would be banned
I
now.
Know. No, John.
Too much skin.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
Ooh, wear short shorts.
We wear short shorts.
Oh, that's funny. Wow.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Supreme Court has upheld a Tennessee law that, in effect, allows states to make decisions on whether parents can get gender-affirming medicine and surgery for their transgender children. Tennessee's banned such care. It's important to know this is not a nationwide ban, says Kelly Robinson, president of the Human Rights Campaign.
And reassure people about the care that they can receive, where they can get it.
The listeria outbreak that has killed three people is linked to newly recalled Heat and Eat Chicken Fettuccine Alfredo products. They're sold at Kroger and Walmart stores, say federal health officials. Sources telling ABC News that one option President Trump's national security team has presented him is a direct U.S. attack on Iranian nuclear facilities at the White House.
You don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
Iran's supreme leader today saying any military involvement by the Americans would cause irreparable damage to them. This is ABC News.
You can always.